from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I want to get to these power rankings because, and look, this specific one from David Hellman, host of NFL on Fox podcast, yeah. They got their 2024 NFL preseason rankings out. This is kind of where the Falcons fit on a lot of these preseason lists.
This is the highest that they've been.
Right, but I think it's they're all 17, 18, 19.
Right.
For David Hillman, and like I said, this is the NFL on Fox podcast, he's got him at 17. And I think a lot of Falcons fans probably wish they were higher, but when you start looking at the teams, and I think that's the beautiful thing of these rankings, you start looking at the teams and you start going, that's about right. That's about right.
No, it's not. There's three teams on here that I think are too
high. Here he comes, a 707.
Here we go.
You were waiting for Mr. Negative to come out, weren't you?
We were waiting.
It's not.
Well, all right. I want you guys just give me an honest answer. Why the hell are the Jets at 13?
I agree with you. I have no idea. Like I said, though.
Their veteran quarterback's coming off an injury just like ours, and same injury, and we were better than them last year. We beat them, barely.
Here's what I'll say, though. There are teams behind us that beat us last year that I'm still trying to figure out why those things are the way they are.
Okay.
I mean, there's multiple ones.
Why are the Bears ahead of us?
The Bears, I don't know.
It's like, I got nothing.
No, but, I mean, like I said, you look right behind us. The Jags beat us handily last year.
Yeah, but they also went through that late season skid, which we went 1-1 too.
So. How about this one? You can go down to 22, 23, and 24. It's the Cardinals, Vikings, and Titans all beat us with guys, making their first start of the season? So that's a little bit frustrating to look at as well.
But
you got a team that closed out beating us by 30 and the Saints back there at 25.
Yeah, but now you do have to take in with these – so you have to take in an account with these teams in the offseason. That's what bothers me because the Jets at third – what did the Jets do this offseason?
Got better on the offensive line and got a healthy quarterback.
Yeah, we think. Well, there's just as many questions about their quarterback's health as there are is ours.
Sure, but their quarterback's also a 4-time MVP.
I think if we're
going to ask questions about both.
But, I mean, we didn't have a quarterback last year, and we still did better than them.
I agree, because the backup option for them was not good.
Chicago's starting a rookie with Matt Eberflus, a coach who – I mean, a lot of people thought should have been fired.
Let me get down these rankings, and just so everybody listening can kind of fill these in. First of all, 1-8, you got Chiefs, Niners, Lions, Eagles, Texans, Packers, Bengals, Ravens. I think the Texans are – look, I love D'Amico Ryans, who's one of my former college teammates. I think they're just a little bit inflated right now. I think they're kind of the darlings of the offseason. Everybody's waiting for that sophomore breakout for some of these guys. It's no shoo-in that it's going to happen, right? So then you get the next eight. You can go Bills, Browns at 10. Interesting. Rams, Cowboys, Jets, Bucks, Dolphins, Bears. All those teams are in front of the Atlanta Falcons on this. Right behind the Falcons, Falcons at 17. You got Jags, Steelers, Seahawks, Colts, Cardinals, Vikings, Titans. And then to round it out, Saints, Raiders, Chargers, Commanders, Giants, Patriots, Broncos, Panthers. And Panthers locked in at 32 on most of these lists.
How are the Ravens lower than honestly everyone but the Chiefs, Niners, and Lions? I could put them one. You know, could be right now. How are the Ravens at 8? And you have the Eagles, Texans, Packers, and Bengals above them. Again, Eagles, we don't know what they're going to be. I mean, we know they have some talent, but whatever that happened to them late last year, have they fixed it? Texans, yeah, they won a playoff game. The Packers won a playoff game. The Bengals are just bringing back an injured quarterback. I just don't see how the Ravens are so low either. It's not all in my feelings about the Falcons. I get the Bears being at 16 because they brought in so much help on offense, but they still have a rookie quarterback. We have no clue what Caleb Williams is going to be. No clue. Caleb Williams made his career in college living off schedule and making big plays off schedule. Can he get an NFL offense and learn how to live on schedule and thrive in that? I don't know.
I think when it comes down to it, I'm just fine with 17 right now. And that's because there's so many unknowns about this team. And we can sit here and, guys, we can say all we want to. Well, they went out and signed Darnell Mooney. They got Kirk Cousins, which looks like a bargain now at $45 million a year. All this other stuff we can talk about. And obviously the Falcons, number one on a lot of our list because we want them to be great. But if we're being realistic about it, Zach Robinson's never called plays. Raheem Morris hasn't been a head coach in a while. So if they're going to settle in at 17 prior to the season and then get to week one, week two, week three, which are massive games and will be on a national scale, I'm fine with them kind of showing out and looking that way. So I'm good. 17, I'm good with it. All right, we got to hit a break here. This hour brought to you by Zero Res Smart Lasting Clean. When we come back, the Braves were rolling last week. They started stumbling over the weekend. We'll tell you why and who was at fault and what's coming up next for the Atlanta Braves. That's on the other side. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.